Okay, as always, the Torah Shvi'ah in Nishmas of Geshem and Rebari Reim. This week's Parshas Matos Masi, we enter tonight into Chodesh Av, Chodesh Menachemov, and we'll have the second of the 3 weeks of the Haftaras of Shloshim before Anusa. Famously, Parshas Masi, the second of the two Parshas, begins by Yichtoiv Moshe's Moitzaeim Namaseim. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Moitzaeim, the things that happened to them, that befell them, that found them, Namaseim, according to their journeys. Ve'eilem Maseim, and these are the journeys of Moitzaeim. And everyone points out, all the Mepharshim point out, Hiskil, it begins with Moitzaeim Namaseim, and then it changes over to Maseim Namoitzaeim. What is the Torah telling us? There's obviously a very clear message here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu via Moshe Rabbeinu is conveying to us. A few different ideas, but maybe two of which we can look at tonight. Rav Zevin Zeichet Zal Lebrocha points out, he says, a person, we know, Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam, as the Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis says, this is the Sefer Toldos HaAdam, and about that we know that every person writes their own Sefer, we each write our own Sefer, and the happenings that are included in that Sefer are written by us. Things that we know, things that we don't know, things that we're aware of as we're doing them, sometimes things we're unaware of as we're doing them, they all get put in our Sefer. And as we know, the Rebbeinu Shalva Chosim Yad Kol Adam Bo, we've written our own Sefer, we've signed it, we've put our own autograph to it, it's ours. And the Pinkas is Posuach, from the day we begin our lives, the first page is open by Yad Kosel, so we write it. That is how it works. And a person comes from where they come from in their neshama, and we make our journey through from where our neshama originates from till we come down here to this world and enter into our guf. And then we're in this world. And we say every morning, Ato Yatzarto, Ato Nafachtavi, Ato Meshama Rabakirvi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make sure it stays in there. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads us on a journey. And the Sfarim writes that every single one of us has a mitzvah of Moshe Rabbeinu inside us. And that's hinted to in the Vayichtoiv Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down as Moitzaeim Lemaseim. Moitza, said Rav Zevin, can also mean the where one originates from, where something originates, its place of origin. It's Moitzaeim, where it originated from. Vayichtoiv Moshe. Moshe writes for every year this Moitzaeim, where they originate from, Lemaseim. So where they're going to go? We're all going to come down, and our neshama is going to come down to this world with a little bit of Moshe Rabbeinu in it, and the Torah Kadosha infused within ourselves, and we get taught that before we enter into this world. And then, that's not the Sof Dovor. The Matara is that we return, we make our Maseim back to Moitzaeim. And it says that's why the Pasuk is written in that way. Vayichtoiv Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu writes for everyone of Klal Yisrael, es Moitzaeim Maseim. Your origination is from a certain place where your neshama originated from. Each of us comes from a particular place in Gan Eden, in a particular place in Olam HaNeshamos, and that therefore defines and helps to create for us our pathway through this world. And that's going to be as Moitzaeim, where we originate from, Namaseim, that defines for us our journey and how it's going to go and how it's going to play out. And our journey as well from the Olam HaNeshamos to this world of Tachtonim. And then we make sure that we go Namaseim and Moitzaeim. We then journey our journeys in order to be able to return back to our place. Hopefully, we can go back to the place where we originated from. He says, and just like you have that with every yochid in Klal Yisrael, you have that with Klal Yisrael as well, that our place of origin is Min HaAdama, is from the ground of Eretz Yisrael. That's where we all originate from. We come from Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us, Bnei Chatoinu Galinu Me'artzeinu, V'Nisrachachnu Me'al Admoseinu, which is our Adama, from which we are called Adam, from which we originated from. And that's our Moitzaeim, we were sent out of our place of origin, Lemaseim, so the journeys of Golos. But we should know that we've gone by Yisalchum Yigal Goyim and Mamloch Elam Acher, of our Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, the Tachlis is, that Ve'eile Maseim Lemaseim. Our Tachlis in Golos is to purify ourselves individually and collectively, so that Lemaseim, we can be Maseim Lemaseim, we can make our journey back to our place of origin, and back to our Yisrael. And that's what we focus on in these upcoming 9 days. Hopefully it won't have to be 9 days, but until we have the Gola, that's what we're focusing on now in a more intense way. In our Golos, we were sent on from a Moitzaeim Lemaseim. We were sent from our place of origin on a journey, on a long journey. and a journey with many stops and many different trials and tribulations that have happened in Bifel Kaliso, and a lot of Geshmaka things in the meantime as well. But those have been our Maseim, and the objective is that we're making our Maseim back to Moitzayim in order to get back to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. And those trials and tribulations are actually part of our Kadosh Baruch Hu preparing us and helping us and guiding us that we should go back. I saw a phenomenal, just beforehand, source of this, an amazing Sfasemis. He says, Klal Yisrael went on a journey through many things that were lemala miderech hateva in a most profound way. And it's all written down here in these Masois, so this is where we went, the Mon, the Be'er, the Amnei HaKavod, the Melchemes HaMalek. And it's to remind Bnei Yisrael as well, and to remind us of what the Sfusim, the Nisim that we had, but also to be Mazkir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lech Teichach HaRei Bamidbar, Be'er Tavei Zeruah. Rabbeinu Shalom, don't forget us. We dafka read it in these days, like Chazal were kaveh that we read Parshas Masei in the 3 weeks, just before the 9 days, to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu to just remember, we came out Be'eretz Lo Zeruah, we embarked on this journey. And we went to places where no human being should ever have gone. The Rebbeinu Shalom said about these places that he took us in a place, Asher Lo Ovar Ba'ish. No human being had been there before, because no human being was meant to have gone on these places, into these places. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to the Sfas Emes, and he left certain places that don't have a yishuv, but derech hateva. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu made certain zmanim that don't work al pi derech hateva. There's zmanim of hanhog elamanim derech hateva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu also planted certain nefoshes in this world that are also lemala miderech hateva. Every day it's a few nevoshes that are lemala miderech hateva. The whole anoga is lemala miderech hateva. And all of this is to give edus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. When in the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash was a mokum where there was no teva. There were 10 nisim happening every day. There was no teva there. Yerushalayim is a place where it was lemala, Yerushalayim shalmala. There was lemala miderech hateva when we had that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sudden money, which are lemala miderech hateva. A person can be and is inspired to things and can achieve certain things. Lemala miderech hateva. And these are dvarim hayotim min haklal, but lelamid al haklal kula yotza, that everything is the Eibishta, and be'etzim everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is lemala miderech hateva. And at any given moment, like he has those designated places, moments, times, and people who are lemala miderech hateva, the Rebbeinu Shem can make any moment for any person in any place also lemala miderech hateva. It's lelamid al haklal kula yotza. He says, and that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a day which is lemala miderech hateva. I'm sure we have that every week. And he says, you know what? Kamoishiyesh memches Shabbos is b'shana. Kamoikin memches masois ba'olam she'ena b'derech hateva. Or memches neviim. There's altogether. Rashi brings as mem base masois. He mentions here there's the memches masois. We'll talk. Is there a Rashi over here? Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Masei. You shouldn't say there are only 42 masois. However, we do know that they went back a certain amount of masois when Aaron HaKohen was nifta. Yeah, in last week's parasha, it says they went back. Rashi says they were missing a certain amount of people who got killed when Klal Yisrael tried to run back to Mitzrayim after Aaron HaKohen was nifted, and Aaron HaKohen went away. Certain people tried to run back, and the Levium killed some of them, and they killed some of the Levium. So they went back a certain amount of Masois, and maybe so that's where we get from. He says that the connected these Memches, there's the Memches Masois, there's Memches Levium, and Memches Shavosis in the year. Those are our journeys throughout the year that we journey in order to be able to get to where we need to get to. He says, and all of these were in order to get us ready to going into Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was the main place we were meant to get to in the world. Like we said before, that's our Moitzayim, that's our place of origin and where we were meant to get to. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Yisrael in the Eretz Lo Zeruah, that we should eventually come to a place of Yishuv. that we should go through all these journeys and we should go through these things of going to places which were not made for Yishuv, that we would survive there. In places that were, and having things happening to us, l'malam miderach ha-teva, showing us that nothing necessarily has to happen with Teva. It was all to prepare us and take us into the place that we need to go in order to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael eventually, and have that as also a place there, which is itself, it's also l'malam miderach ha-teva, that was all to prepare us to go there. Rabbi Avraham Gorovitz Shliten, he quotes from his father. He says a pshat in these psukim, al pi the Seva Ksava Kabbalah. He says that one would have thought Klal Yisrael journey to different places, and then certain events happened in those places. And one would say, you know what, they went to this place, and because they came there, that's why that happened. They came to Elim, and there were Shemesh Reinus Mayim Meshivim Tomorrow. You know why there were Shemesh Reinus Mayim Meshivim Tomorrow? Because they came to Elim, so that was their. They came tomorrow, and because they came tomorrow, they came to the bitter water. So that's how a person would look at it. And in fact, that's what the Torah writes originally. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, I'm going to write down, Vayichtov Moshe, es moitzaeim lemasaeim, the things moitzaeim, the things that found them, because of their journeys. Why did bitter water find them? Because they journeyed there. Why did this find them in that place? Because they journeyed there. Had they not journeyed there, wouldn't have found them there. Says the Rebbeinu Shem, that's the Lashon Meniyadam. Vayichta Moshe, Moshe, you write down, es moitzeim namaseim, that what happened to them because they arrived there. But actually, tell Klal Yisrael, ve'eilem maseim lemoitzoeim. I wanted certain things to happen in certain places, and that's why I made them go there. That's really why I made them go there, because I wanted that thing to happen in that place. And in fact, the names of the places have to do with what happened in those places, because it had to happen there. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us as Masoeim Lemoitzoeim. Says Rabbi Rome, let's just analyze. Rashi says a medrash. Rashi says a medrash to describe why we're talking about all these Masoeis. A medrash, a moshel from the medrash of a father who had journeyed with his ill son to go on a long journey to get cured. And on the way back, he says to him, here, this happened to you, here, this happened to you, here, the other happened to you. Here, you were ill, here, you weren't well, here was a geshmak thing, here was something that wasn't so geshmak. And he tells him over this whole story. What was the objective of this journey of the father with his son? To heal the son. Well, then, ikachosam in ha-sefer. It should tell us where he got healed, who the doctor was, what medicine he took. It doesn't say any of that. Ba'istachos, that it was to get him cured, but the cure wasn't by a doctor at a particular destination. The cure was by going to particular places and having certain things happen in those particular places. And that's why the Medrash doesn't tell us about what the remedy was and who the doctor gave was and which town he lived in. Because that wasn't what it was about. It was about going through certain experiences in certain places, having certain journeys along the way, at which point certain things would happen, and that brought about the refuah of this child. So he says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. He wanted to take us out of Eretz Mitzrayim and prepare us to go into Eretz Yisrael. So how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? So he said, fine, you know what? Klal Yisrael needs a certain amount of preparation, purification, extra building in order to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. And this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to take them along a ladder of ascendancy into Eretz Yisrael. They're going to go through certain journeys, and they're going to go to certain destinations, and in certain destinations, certain things are going to happen to them. He says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to every person. The same happens to every person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us through life, through a ladder of ascendancy to where we're meant to get back to, in order to return our neshama to where it's meant to get to. And along that journey, we encounter different destinations and different experiences. And that's our Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, we say in Tehillim every day, Oysa mishbot la'ashukim, Noysen lechem nor ha'evim, Hashem matir asurim, Hashem b'kei achurim, Hashem zekim, Hashem oyev tzadikim, Hashem shem reskim, Yosem ha'evim, V'derek roshoim ya'aveis. You know, Kodesh Baruch Hu even sometimes makes it really difficult for a rosha. He stops him falling down into the depth of depths. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops him at that point. So he says a very interesting thing. He says, there's a halacha that adds on as a note at the end, there's a halacha that you can't ein poichsin the yiriya of a sefer Torah pachus migimol dafim, can't have less than three columns. V'lo mosifin al shmoina, and one yiriya shouldn't have less than three or more than eight. Aval v'shitin in the lines noisin tam v'masois arboi mushnayim. So Mishnah Masechta Sofrim, there's 42 rows in 42 lines in each column. Right? Can I get the masois? Yeah. Can I get the masois? What's the? Incidentally, there's 42 words in Vahavta Hashem Elokecha, and there were 42 Arei Alavim, which also megin on someone that needed to have some sort of refuah. And there were 6 Arei Miklat, and that's the pasuk of Shema Yisrael that also helped out a person who needed that sort of to had a help from being nechshal in a misa b'shoigei. He says, what is this over here that the Torah learns? You have 42 lines in a Sefer Torah. Can I get the 42 masois? What is the shaychus? What's the connection? So he says that we know the Gemara says that a person, the whole of the Gemara brings arrived from the Gemara on Shabbos. Ezel tamid chacham hamakpid al chalukoi. Ezel tamid chacham hamakpid al chalukoi lehoitchoi. He's makpid on his chaluk to change it around. The chaluk of a person is the midas of a person. And the Talmud Chacham is defined by someone whose midas fit him. His midas are commensurate to who he is. And if the gaiva is too big for or whatever it is, may be too much for whoever that Talmud Chacham is, it's a chisaron in the Talmud Chacham. Where do we learn our midas from? Pirkei Avos. As you know, Pirkei Avos says that we learn from there all the midas of what a person has to have, and that's what Ben Bagbat said. We know lots of Zohar. In Torah, if you learn Torah and you learn Torah and you learn Torah, then you also get the midas Torahs from Torah. There's two ways. He says, there's two ways. One can learn Maseches Avos and learn all the Midas Tovos, or one can be learning Torah the whole time, and from the Torah one gets the Midas Tovos. If one's not learning Torah the whole time, so one doesn't derive those Midas Tovos from Torah, then that's for us. We have to learn Maseches Avos. So that's what the Torah, that's what's being hinted to over here. That a person can get from the Torah all the Midas Tovos. And that's what's hinted to in the fact that the Sefer Torah has the amount of lines keneged the masois. What were the masois? As he said, the masois were lemoitzayim. They were journeys to particular places, to have particular events happening into particular places to purify and ready Klal Yisrael for the destination they were meant to go to. And that's what we go through in our lives in order to get us back to the destination that we need to go to, which is back to our Mokim Mechtavtom, the place where our Neshama comes from. And that's what he says, that you have the Moitzo'eim, the start off, the apostle by saying, these are things that happen to them when they journey to those places, as if to say, well, they journey there, so those happen. No. These are the journeys they took because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted these events to happen in these particular places. You know, as we said, each of the places they went to had a name. And the name of each of a lot of the places, all different Mepharshim explain, the names have relevance as well. Each of the names are hinting to different Nekudus in Avodas Hashem, which now we understand, if these hint to the journeys of our lives as well, then it will have within those places that we go to the names which refer to the events that happened there, but also refer to different parts of Avodas Hashem, and each one of them, Mepharshim, takes out a different thing from each place. One of them is a sefer of Ben Porat Yosef from Harav Boravi from Tunis, and he says over there on the pasuk Vayisu mi bnei Yaakon Vayachnu b'choid haGidgod. They journeyed from bnei Yaakon and they settled in a place called Choir haGidgod. Yaakon, he says, is from Loshen Akam of distress, of tzoros. And Choir haGidgod from God Gedudi Gudenu, is God means muzzle. And chor is like to be splitting or to be burning the muzzle of a person. You see, it explains it with the story. The story happened with Shlomo HaMelech. Someone came to Shlomo HaMelech and said, please teach me how the birds The Sichas HaTzipori, I want to know how the birds talk, how they work. So Shlomo Melech taught him. The fellow was very happy. He went home with his new chokhmah. One day he comes outside and he hears the bird saying, that guy's going to have a Geneva tonight in his house. Well, he goes around, hires two heavies, one at the front, one at the back, and they wait there all night. Lo and behold, the Ganav comes, and they beat him up, make sure he never thinks of Ganaving again. And he's saved from the Geneva. A few days later, he hears the birds talking, there's going to be a fire tonight in his house. So he goes and he stays up all night, sees a candle tucker fall off somewhere onto the floor, he quickly puts it out. A few days later, he hears the bird saying, tonight, this guy's going to die. Well, he runs to Shlomo HaMelech, what's he going to do now? And Shlomo HaMelech said to him, listen, you know what, you've got this chokhmah, but you've got to know as well, you can't outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was some sort of tevia against you in Shomayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is, Hodu Lashem Ki Toiv, Ki La'olam Chastoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is Toiv, and he's La'olam Chastoi. He's always giving us chesed. You know, even in times when we think things are difficult, or things don't look to us as they're good, it's actually a chesed, because who knows what the Rebbeinu Shlomo really says, Shlomo HaMelech, this fellow, you should know, really the gezeirah was that you should have left this world. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo, Ki La'olam Chastoi, said, you know what, I'll take something away from him. I'll make him a chesaron. You try to outsmart that. You're hearing something which is the oif is moelech es hakoil, and it tells you what's going to go on. But you can't. Rachman and Islan, a person has a financial loss in some sort of way. Rachman and Islan, a person has some sort of agmas nefesh. We should know that this is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan of getting us back to Moitzayim. And it's really part of Kilo Olam Chastoi. It's getting us back that we can take our neshama back to the place we need to go to. The Ben Ish Chai said, choiv, ches, vo, veis, is Gematria 16. And toiv is Gematria 17. If you add one, when things look like it's a choiv, you add the Rebbeinu Shlomo, you say, actually it's a toiv. Because sometimes when it looks to us like a choiv, it's actually a toiv. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is putting it, sorry?
Who's this?
The Ben Ish Chai. So that's, Hodu Lashem Ki Toiv, Ki La'olam Chastoi, he's always making sure, and that's over here, he says, that's hinted to in this pasuk. Vayisu, they tried to journey with Bnei Yaakov from a certain Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. They tried to run away from it and cause that it should stop, or try to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, well, what happens is then Chayr HaGid God, he makes a hole in his muzzle, creates a hole in his muzzle, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this in order to purify the, you know, there's two ways of doing it, run away or run to Hashem. We can't run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where do we run? We run back to him. We run back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather than running away, run back, do tshuva. Don't you say, oh, the rebellion is trying to cause it, I'll make a whole tachbula where I can see, I'll get myself out. Maybe just do tshuva. Rather than trying to get myself out of the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me, in order to make me do tshuva, which all that will do is give me a chor agid God that I potentially could lose out a lot. In the same way, we want something else.
Sorry, how did you get to that bit about going back?
Going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. So that's the choice the person has. You say, if I use some Ibn Yaakov, a person tries to run away from the Torah, it's not going to help. To outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'll show him that the Torah is not going to affect me. Run back to him. That way it won't affect me. It says in the middle of the parasha of Vayitzo, after in the beginning, in parasha of Matos, we go back a little bit, in parasha of Matos there was a war that Klal Yisrael waged against Midian to avenge for them being machshelas in the Avera with their daughters. At the end, the Pekudei Echoel came back. The people came back and they told Moshe Rabbeinu that they succeeded in battle. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, "Achayisim kol nekeva, hein heino, livnei Yisrael," but they were the ones that caused Klal Yisrael the whole calamity. How can you keep them alive? And it says, "Vayikzov Moshe al Pekudei Echoel." Moshe Rabbeinu got angry with the officers, resulting from which Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the halacha of Gyulei Kedem,
of
Kashrim, of Gyulei Kedem. And the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Samach Vav, they says, Reish Lakish Amar, Kol Adam Shekoyes, person gets angry, Im Chacham Hu, Chachmosa Mistalekes Mimenu, Chacham leaves him. Where do we know it from? From Moshe Rabbeinu, Dichsi Vayikzev Moshe Abakudei Echoyel, and then it says, "Vayomer Elozar Hakoyen El Amshi Atzova Aboyim Lamelchama Zois Chukas Atera Shetziva Hashem Es Moshe." Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting there. Why doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu say it? Why did Elozar have to say it? Michal Di Alem Minim, because he forgot it. Why did he forget it? Because he got angry. Omar Rabbi Mani Bar Pachas, a little bit later on, says the Gemara, Samach Vav, in Pesachim of Samach Vav.
We're saying it's wrong for Moshe Ben Yitzchak
Samari? Oh, we'll see in a second.
Just
Omar Rabbi Mani Bar Pachas, Kol HaKoyes, Afilu Poiskimol of Gedula Min HaShomayim Aridin Eser. Someone who gets angry, even if there was Paskin that he's going to have Gedula, he loses that Gedula. How do we know? From Eliyahu, an older brother of David HaMelech. Shenemar Vayicha Af Eliyahu B'David. Eliyahu got angry with David. David HaMelech arrived when Goliath was standing there and cursing Klal Yisrael and wanting to bring them down. And the Klal Yisrael was standing there petrified and afraid. And he came out every morning and every evening, every time they were saying Krishna. And he chastised them and he cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rahman L'Tzalam. What happened? David HaMelech arrives. Tiny little David HaMelech. With a little bag with five stones and a slingshot. And Eliyahu, his older brother, who was a warrior, looks down at him and he gets angry with him. What are you doing here? And he says to him, Possum, what are you doing here, David? What are you doing? Says the Gemara, when Shmuel went to anoint him, Shmuel Hanavi comes to Yishai's house and he says, I want to see who to... He sees this one. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, not with him, I was
going to. Before the Maaser with God.
Oh, one second. It's a Rashi. Yeah, amazing. Then I'm not Boichen him. When Eliyahu came, the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, not him, ki ma'astihu, because I've despised him. Says the Gemara, Michlal, dehava rochim lei, adro idna. The Rebbeinu Shlomo did have Rachmanis on him until now. But now that I see that he's... he has cars. He's not going to be a leader anymore. Frek Rashi, that story of David being anointed happened before that story when he arrived to take on Goliath. So what does the Gemara mean? That someone who gets angry loses their Gedula. The whole thing of the Gedula happened before he got angry. The story happened long before Shmuel HaNavi arrives and wants to give him Gedula. Everybody says, no, I've despised him. Why? Because he got angry. He hasn't yet got angry. The whole story of him getting angry was later on, says Rashi, because the pasuk finishes off. Ha'odom yireh le'einayim, v'Hashem yireh le'levav. The Rebbeinu Shlomo said, no. I've just seen that this middle of chaos has really taken hold of him. V'ha, says the Marshal, v'ha seh chaos milibecho. Shlomo HaMelech, get rid of chaos from our hearts. We've got to, it's the Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't say because he's yet even got angry. But I see at this moment, something must have happened then, or the potential to have got good Gedula, whatever it was, the chaos is in him. And because that potential of chaos is in him, no, he can't have Gedula. Because it's a steer to being a leader in Klal Yisrael. So he lost Gedula because of the fact that he wasn't working to eradicate chaos from himself.
Even though he might not have been aware of it.
Sorry?
Even though he might not have been aware of it.
Yeah. That's the chosse kas meibech. That's what Marshal says. One has to be so introspective to see, is it there? Get rid of it. Let it not be there. And we see Reb Levi Chassman, the Mashkiach in Chavron Yeshiva, said, you see from this parasha over here, how severe it is not to get angry. So the Gemara says, Omar Avuna Bishloshim, the Medrash says, Medrash in Vayikra, Omar Avuna Bishloshim, Mekomis Kas Moshe Rabbeinu, Venis Alma Mimeno Halacha. Three times Moshe Rabbeinu got angry and he forgot the Halacha. Three places, Shabbos, Kleimatchus, and Oinein. Shabbos, it says, by the Mon, Vayestiru Shnei Anoshim Mimeno Adabok, Vayiktoif Aleya Moshe. And what happened? Because of that, he forgot to tell them a certain amount of Hilchos Shabbos. The Rebbeinu said, hey, you haven't told them yet. When they came to ask him about the Mon, then he told them. When they came to ask him, they didn't yet get Mon, what should they do? He got angry with the Pekudei Echoil, he forgot the Halacha. And by Oinein, he got angry on the Bnei Aaron. And because of that, because he forgot the Halacha, he got angry with them that they didn't eat from the Korban on the day that they were Oinein him. And that's when Aaron HaKohen told him, well, no, we didn't eat because it's a Kochim Ladoiris, and from Kochim Ladoiris, and Oinein doesn't eat. So Rebbe Chassman, in each of those three cases, Moshe Rabbeinu was justified to be annoyed. He was justified to be annoyed, as we were saying before. He was justified to be annoyed. So let's take the cases over here. The whole tachlis of this milchama was to get the Midianim back and eradicate the Ra from what they had done to us. And you've got to kept the B'nai's Midian alive. Hey, no, you live in Israel. It's quite, you've defeated the whole objective. to get, he was quite right to get annoyed. The people who left over Mon, Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't have got annoyed with them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Mon with a Tanai not to leave it till the morning, and they went and left it. This is the whole Tanai for the whole of Klal Yisrael together. Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't get angry with them. And on Elazar and Isama, he also had the right to get annoyed with them there for what had happened. So why did he, why in this Amar Menu Halacha? So Rabbi Chasman said, it's not got to do with whether a person meant to get angry or not. The metzias of kaas is that it burns chokhmah away from a person. The metzias of kaas is it burns chokhmah away from a person. Whether it's justified or not. And sometimes the kaas is justified. But the metzias is that it burns away the kaas from a person.
So the kaas burns away chokhmah.
Yep. And that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Amar Reish Lakish. Kol Adam Shekoyz Im Chacham. Chachmasim Yistarekes Imenu. Because it burns it away. It takes it away. It's the Gemara Pesachim. Now. Just a worthwhile Gemara to know to help encourage us not to ever get angry or to work on getting rid of anger from ourselves. The Gemara says.
Rish Lakish Amar. Hashem says on this occasion that anger burn against him.
Yeah, it's a kahanhaga ki'ilu there's anger in the world. Yeah. It's not that he actually gets angry. Yeah, and some of it's just Amar Kol Adam Shekoyz Im Chacham Uchomis Gagis Menu. Im Navi Hu Nevoas Im Mistalek Menu. Sorry? Samachom Amar Veis. Psochem. Elisha also, it says he got angry. And he also forgot. Amar Rimani Bar Patish, Kol Shekoyz Afilu Peskan Ogdulam in Hashem Meridin Oisav. So Rashi there says, even though this whole thing, Afagab Dahay Meisav Dimashicha Kodim Liragzonus, Miu Loi Motsilu Boi Doifi Elozer. The only thing Eliyahu ever did wrong was this. Just we should know. Talking about someone, that was the only thing he ever did wrong. Elozer Vilvad. Uvifneisha Golui Lefonov Shehu Ragzon Moasoi. Because it's Golui Lefonov Shehu Ragzon Moasoi. Because what was that? I can't have him having a good day. And so we have to try and they say over the story that Reb Chaim Oizer was once, there was someone there, Reb Chizkiyo Yosef Moshkovsky, who was the guide of the place called Kriniki, would say it was said to have said over. He was once sitting by the table of Reb Chaim Oizer Gudzinski in Vilna, and there was a son of one of the big Talmid Chacham of that time who was trying to advocate for his father to have a hamlotza from Chaim Moshe for his father to become a rav in a particular town. And Reb Chaim Moshe didn't feel that he should become a rav in that town. So Reb Chaim Moshe wasn't Mason Lev, he just didn't respond. When this guy realized that he wasn't being listened to, so he started to chepper Reb Chaim Moshe. So the chepper Reb Chaim Moshe started to become extremely rude to Reb Chaim Moshe and spoke to him in a shocking way. Reb Chaim Moshe didn't say a word. So afterwards, this Reb Chizkiyo Moshkovsky went over to Reb Chaim Moshe and said, you know, Savlonis also has a gavul. At one point, I mean, Reb Chaim Moshe said, he's trying to help his dad out. He's trying to help his father out. It's his son. He's trying to help his father. I've got no interest to gamble with him. But when Reb Chaim Moshe was nifta, they found in his pinkus of Kabbalahs, he had a Kabbalah which read, Lehisrachik minakas ad ktzei ha'acharim. Find a justification for anything that's going on, or never allow a class to set in. And that way, a person guarantees, on the contrary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu there is, as we know, that's what the Ramban writes in the letter to his son. If one can avoid class, one avoids so many chaloyim roim that can potentially be there, but also HaKadosh Baruch Hu then will, and you know what? Sometimes not allowing caste to affect us or not allowing is a tremendous, tremendous gevura. It's a mavir al midosav. I call a mavir al midosav. I call a shmorus mavir al midosav for us as well. Sometimes one of the hardest things, but it's worthwhile investing in because it's the source of all good things, as the Ramban says. It's a help in the mitzvah anova. It helps with, and It helps also, those are the things which Be'ez Hashem will be Makarav the Gola, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to show him that we are miskaber on our cars. It's now we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be miskaber on your cars, that you shouldn't get angry with us, or you shouldn't allow the anger resulting from things that we may have done to be enacted against us, and on the contrary, take us back to where you want us to be.
It's Russia's yard, sir.